We're here at the Mack Show in New Orleans, and we just heard a presentation from a Chrysler representative on their introduction of a vehicle with the new R1234YF refrigerant. And he reviewed a variety of features of the car and how the service procedures will and will not be similar to the existing 134A refrigerant. And I'm speaking with Richard Sheffield, who is both a shop owner and an instructor in Columbus, Georgia. And Richard, what did you think of the Chrysler presentation?
I thought the Chrysler presentation was quite honest, which was refreshing. I don't think the systems are going to be as hard to work on as some people think. I really don't think the flammability issues and the health issues that Mercedes has tried to blow out of perspective isn't serious, but it's just like any chemical. There's always a chance of having some dangerous byproduct from a fire. But the manufacturers have done a pretty good job of ensuring safety. There is no guarantees in life that every day is going to be safe, but using proper procedures, I see no problem with the techs being able to handle the refrigerant system.
Okay. Was there anything that came out of that presentation that surprised you at all?
No, not really, but because I keep up with the industry. I knew that the price was going to be kind of expensive. The dealers themselves, even at this point, are going through a learning curve to understand how to sell the refrigerant, what they can do to the aftermarket, and how they're going to handle the refrigerant in-house. I'm concerned that there's going to be some issues where 134 will be put in a car calling for 1234 simply because they're very similar in their refrigerant properties as far as boiling points and the evaporator being the same, some design change in the condenser, I understand. But all in all, they're so similar system-wise that I feel like you'll probably have far too many people putting 134 in a 1234 car.
Okay. And there was some discussion about where people should be buying the new refrigerant. Do you think that's going to be an issue going forward?
Well, at Chrysler list price of almost $1,300 for a 10-pound canister, I think that it's going to be a real possibility of seeing counterfeit and other issues. And it's one of the places where for years I've preached, please identify even a brand new jug of refrigerant, whatever refrigerant it is, identify it, because you don't know until you do.
Okay. Okay, Richard, thank you.
Thank you.